is in this little podcast.
I'm gonna poop was out.
You're welcome to another episode of King Stink. It's your boy Houdini El Cochini. What's up? What's happening? Yo, excuse me, I'm just eating cough drops, yo, because I got my throat picked the worst week to start fucking up at. Last week, Wednesday, I had something. Thursday, I had something. Friday, a show. Friday, Saturday. Dude, all right, let me start from the beginning, bro. It's been very eventful. And I've been dealing with this cough, yo, for way too long. It's almost a week now. I don't got health insurance, so I'm not going in. $120 to get rid of a cough, I'm good. I don't got a stuffy nose. I don't feel sinusy. I think I'm good. Someone left an Oktoberfest beer at Jester over the weekend. For the festival, and I'm taking it to the face right now as a little treat, as a thank you for your hard work, Franco. A lot of shit went down this weekend, but let me start about from Wednesday. Wednesday I was at a mic, and this shit's crazy, bro. I was at a mic, and I'm waiting to go up. I get there, and first I find out that the list is full, and I'm like, damn, okay. I'm just going to hang out then. I'll just hang out. And then someone canceled, so I was able to slip in, and I was like, word. I got into the mic, but I was one of the last ones to go up. I was like third to last. And there was this dude that was just heckling throughout the whole night, and it was just getting more and more annoying. He was one of those smart asses, you know? Like, picture him. He's super skinny, long hair for no reason. Big ass goatee, motherfucker ordered a wine. I watched him with his little, it wasn't even a wine glass, it was a wine cup, bro. He was spinning that shit in the cup. He took a sniff before he took a sip. Fuck that guy, dude. A little smart ass. Just, you know those people that have to say something all the time? Even when they're on the verge of getting their ass beat? Like, fuck, man. You know what it was? It's those people that grew up with a mother that didn't have a strong enough arm, bro. That's what it was. She had a weak slap. Pah. So the kid was, is that all you got? That shit reminds me of my boy. I don't know if I said that yet. One of my friends growing up, I went over to his house, and he was saying some crazy shit. He was living with his grandma. And then she was like, stop saying that. And he was like, no. And he just kept saying whatever. And I'm like, oh, shit. Dude, you're about to get your ass beat, bro. Out of nowhere, his grandma walks into the room. We're just playing video games. And she's like, say it again. I forgot what it was. And he's like, ugh. He says the thing again. And then she grabs a spoon and just like, whap, whap. She just starts wailing on him. And he goes, is that all you got, old lady? Is that all you got? And, like, I was like, oh, my God. He's going to die. She's going to kill him. Bro, she just walked away. And I was like, what the fuck was this, bro? It was terrifying to see. It was so sad. Anyway. Cheers. Cough drops and beer, baby. And so it was that kind of guy, right? He was just a pain in the ass. Someone would say something, he'd have to say something back. And it started getting worse and worse as the night went on. And then the host finally was like, yo, shut the fuck up, bro. You know, you're a piece of shit. And then he kept talking. And he's like, is this your lady? And then she's like, yeah. And then he's like, is she pregnant? She's like, no. And he was like, thank God. Yo, that shit was fucking hilarious. Anyway, so I went there to just do my set. I just wanted to do my set. I wanted to do my little bit of time. I'm working on some new shit. That's all I wanted to do. But then the manager of the place was like, yo, are you next? And I'm like, nah, one more than me. He goes, yo, go out there, light him up. Light him the fuck up. And I was like, all right. I was like, all right, whatever. And in my head, I'm like, I don't know if he was serious, but I just want to do my joke. I just want to work on this new shit. And the comic before me goes up. He's a black dude, and that's important in this story. He's a black dude, really nice kid. Goes up, starts telling a joke. And he starts his joke by saying something about, like, him and his girl had an abortion or something like that, right? Yeah, it's dark. It's a dark joke. Him and his girl had an abortion. Bro, and the heckler goes, says something like, yeah, good, there's enough of you around. Like, meaning black people, bro? And everybody was like, oh, shit. And the manager comes over to, like, walks across the whole entire place. And it is quiet. The dude on stage wasn't even saying nothing, bro. He just stopped and everyone in silence. It took this dude, like, a full 10 seconds to get across the whole place. Maybe a full, like, six. But that's a long time when the whole room is in silence. 6 seconds is a long time. 1, Mississippi, 2, Mississippi, 3, Mississippi, 4, Mississippi, 5, Mississippi, 6, Mississippi. That's a long time when you're like, oh, shit, right? He says, shut the fuck up or get the fuck out. And the guy was quiet for the rest of it, right? So I was like, what am I supposed to do? Now, am I supposed to go up there? He just shut him down. He's quiet now. Now, am I supposed to go up and start picking on him again? Or am I supposed to just go up and do my set? Now, the whole room just saw that shit happen. The host comes up. He talks about how weird that shit was too, right? Then he calls me up, and I'm like, what the fuck? How am I supposed to go through my jokes when there's a weird feeling in this room? And I was just like, fuck it, man. I was pissed off at the guy. Dude, because the last 5 or 6 comics, he was out of control. He just kept talking and talking and talking and talking. I was getting angry, dude. I was angry as fuck. I've never performed angry before. I went on stage and I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to do my jokes. And I didn't even want to try a new one. I just did like my old shit, my old trusties, right? I did it angrily. Halfway through my set, this guy and his girl get up and they walk away. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. What a relief. I was just like, thank God. Thank God, bro. And I said some stupid shit on stage. I was like, you know, this is what a relief, blah, blah, blah. But my whole set was trash because of that motherfucker, bro. I get off stage. I see the manager walk in. The manager starts talking to the bartender, starts talking to me. And he's like, that motherfucker's outside trying to tell me. He's trying to tell me that he's supposed to be heckling. That comedy's interactive. Bro, let me tell you. I've had a heckler say the same thing in Scotland, and he looked almost exactly the fucking same, dude. This guy was tall, long-ass hair, looked like Jesus, had a big-ass sweater. In Scotland, this guy was tall, had long hair, a big-ass goatee. I don't remember if the first one had a goatee or not. Had a fucking button-up shirt, a chain on. He was a white dude. He looked like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, right? He was just drinking wine like an asshole. But they looked the same. I hate that comedy supposed to be interactive, motherfucker, bro. It's not. Who the fuck said that? Who the fuck? Oh, my. You know what? Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I write jokes and then stop halfway and go, this is the part where someone interacts with me. No, dude. That doesn't happen. No one writes in, shitty middle-aged mom gets angry here and complains about joke I just started so I can make funnier jokes. That doesn't happen. No comedian writes that shit in. It's not interactive, bro. Unless it's like a crowd work thing. Unless the comedian asks for it. Unless it's like improvised stand-up, which is something we did at the festival, but I'll tell you about that later. It's not supposed to be interactive, bro. Don't ever go to a fucking comedy show and think you're cute because you'll make a mistake. Don't show up thinking you're cute because you're not, okay? Juggly ass. Sit down. That's when the lights are off. Sit down. Watch it. Watch some ugly people go on stage and make you laugh. How about that? That's all that's supposed to happen, bro. And you know what? I'll be honest with you, yo. I went outside. The guy was still there. He was fucking arguing with the comic. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It was like a bunch of comics being like, what the fuck is the matter with you? And this guy's like, nothing, man. I'm fine. I'm doing that bullshit. You know what I mean? The whole, like, you should be walking away right now, motherfucker. Well, that's the stereotype, right? That I should be walking away? Yeah, okay. That's a quote, dude. Oh, that's the stereotype that I should be walking away, right? Yeah, okay. What kind of fucking bullshit is that, dude? Just fucking shut up and walk away, dude. Here's the worst part about that guy. He did stand up at that same place a week before. He signed up, and I bet you no one fucking heckled him. He probably thinks, I'm better from the crowd. I want him to show up. I want him to show up this week. If he shows up this week, bro, as soon as he goes up, I'm going to be like, blah, 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 interactive. I want him to go on stage and be like, how's everybody doing? And be like, yo, I got this cough I can't get rid of, bro. I got this fucking cough drop in it, and it's working a little bit, but when I go to sleep, that shit be coughing, that shit be waking me up. Because I be laying down, and then all the phlegm just fucking lays down with me, and I'm like, and it hurts sometimes, bro. I fell asleep for 1 hour last night, and then I woke up, and then I had to take a shit, and then my fucking throat was hurting, and I was like, what do I do? And I was like, I got some cough medicine before. From the last time I got sick, so I'm going to use a little bit of that, but I'm going to gargle it, so I'm not drinking all of it, you know what I mean? Gargle it, let it numb that throat right back there so you can fucking fall asleep and shit, and then take a little sip, but don't finish all of it, because one day you're going to be sick again, you're going to need this shit, and you're not going to have health insurance. And he's going to be like, okay, all right. You guys on Tinder? Huh? You guys on Tinder? I bet you that's a you guys on Tinder motherfucker, bro. I bet you that's his fucking jokes. I bet you, bro. I can't stand the fucking... You guys heard about Tinder? You guys heard about Tinder? Motherfuckers, bro. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm a joke snob now, yo. Your boy's a joke snob. I'll admit, I'm not the unhackiest of all people. I got some jokes I've held on to because they still work. They're not the most original. But I got some new shit that's pretty original. Pretty, pretty good. You know what's fucking hilarious, yo? I used to do this thing. I think I'm gonna make it a sketch because it doesn't work with stand-up. But I used to do this thing where I used to write the hackiest jokes I could possibly write. And for like 2 minutes, I call myself Hacky Chan. And I just go off and like... say those jokes. Oh my god, that used to crack me up. They used to crack me up. I'd be like, you guys online dating? Yeah, you guys online dating? You know what I hate? When you know, the girl in the profile only shows her pictures from the neck up. Right, and you're like, she's really pretty. And then you show up on the date, and whoa, she's fat. And I was like, hey, you want to go on this date? And she was like, sure, let's go on this date. So we went out, I took her out to eat. I can't really tell you the name of the restaurant, but it rhymes with Schmick-Schmonald's. She was like, hey... really? You're a really cheap date. And I was like, ugh. Thanks, Mom. Fuck out of here, bro. Dude. I can't. I'm not going to say when. But the other day, I saw somebody do one of those jokes on stage for real, though. And they've been doing it for a couple of years, I think. But I saw them do that shit for real. I was like, no! And you know what the worst part is? It was one of their new jokes. Oh! Oh, that shit kills me. I want to hug them, but and tell them not to use it. That's the thing, though. You can't. You can't tell someone, yo, that's a hacky fucking piece of shit joke. Because then they go like, oh, you're a fucking hater. You just got to let them figure it out, man. You gotta let them figure it out, man. I'm seeing some people that say the same joke over and over and over again 1,000 times, and it doesn't do well a bunch of times, and then they keep doing it until they feel like they can, I don't know, they keep doing it, and they don't change it. And it doesn't do well, and sometimes it does, and I see it do okay. It's never like a fucking, ah, ha, ha, ha. It's always like a, ha, ha. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, why aren't you changing that shit, bro? I don't know, man. Some people don't get it. I don't know. Whatever, dude. Anyway, with that fucking heckler. The worst part is that, so a buddy of mine from high school actually came through because he told me he was interested in starting stand-up. And I was like, fuck yeah. Word. First of all, I'm going to make sure he stays away from all these fucking hacky chants. You got to stay away from hacky chants, bro. But he hit me up. He was like, yo, I'd like to, you know, pick your brain a little bit. You know, hang out, talk. And then, you know, I want to start doing this because I've been wanting to do this. He said he's wanted to do this his whole life. And I'm like, word, bro. Good for you. Because I just figured out maybe 5 years ago that I really wanted to do this for real. Didn't know that. That was an option, you know? But he came out to see his first open mic. He's never been to an open mic before, never been to watch comedy before. And I told him, I was like, you're going to see some dookie. You're going to see some good shit. And you're going to see some good comics do some dookie shit because they're trying it out. Brand new written shit. You know, that's just how it is. And he got to see the heckler and that bullshit that went back and forth. And he saw me go up and not do my best and all that bullshit. But, I don't know. It just sucked. But he had a good time, man. And I'm excited, bro. I'm excited to have somebody I know from, like, my background come into this world. Which is crazy. Because I've never would have... Because he's not even in my grade. This is the crazy part. I knew him... He was in a grade below me, or two? I don't know. It doesn't... I think a grade below me. So we were never really, like, tight. We were never tight. But we knew each other very well. It was a very small high school. So it's crazy, and we didn't talk for a while. So it's crazy that, like, out of nowhere, I'm combining these two very, very separated worlds. And it's cool as shit. And my favorite part is that he's Mexican as fuck. We need more Latino comics, bro. Jersey does not have enough Latino comics, bro. I do not feel well represented. And recently, I've been loving and digging into my roots. And really getting into my heritage. And, you know, I'm inspired by the black community right now. As a Latino man, I'm inspired by the black community. Because what's going on in the black community is they're trying to elevate, bro. They're just trying to elevate as a whole community. I'm following black businesses on Instagram. Like, just a bunch of hashtags. Like, it's so dope. Like, just the shit that's going on. With black people trying to educate each other, try to start their own businesses, and like try to help their own communities out, and oh my god, like fuck, I want to do that. Like we need to do that too. Especially now, because ICE is trying to pick us off, you know. And I don't want to say I got a lot of family members I might lose if ICE shows up, because I don't want to say it's a lot. Maybe some distant relatives or some shit like that. I don't know. But as far as I know, me and my immediate circle, all citizens. But still, they walk into Bound Brook, everybody's fucked. You're gonna lose half the population, bro. In Bound Brook. But we need to fucking get together. We need more Latino voices, man. Because New Jersey's Latino as fuck, and there's not. I feel like there's more Indian than there is Latino in New Jersey. Solid Latino community. Solid Latino comics. Because you know, be dope as fuck. I would love to have a bilingual show. Pratha has it with Funny Tikka Masala. I don't know where that is, but I know it's in Jersey, but I forgot if it's in Jersey City or something like that. It's a bilingual show. Half of the comics come up. I think it's bilingual. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's bilingual. Some of the comics go up and they speak either Hindi, I think, or Urdu. One of those. I don't know. I'm sorry. And the other just... All you know is there are a lot of accents in that room. There's a lot of accents. That's all I know. Anyway, it's super cool, man. It's super cool that he's trying to start, and I want to show him the ropes. I'm a big believer in showing the newcomers the ropes right off the bat so they don't have to learn. They don't have to take that much time to learn that shit. Because if you raise the lower ground, if you raise, like... Imagine you're in, all right, so in high school, right? Imagine you're in high school, you're on a sports team. Let's say football, right? And it took you from freshman year to senior year to get good, to become varsity, right? Now, if those seniors trained the fuck out of those freshmen and raised their freshman skill level up to where the seniors are at, what do you think happens to that whole fucking football team, bro? That football team is fire. And if you're the best one in that team, bro, you everywhere you go, it's iron sharpens iron. The freshman comes at you. You got to fucking hate. Better dip on him. It's not going to be easy for you. Don't make it easy for you, bro. You got to fight through this, all of this forest of skill. You got to fucking rush through that shit, bro. And that'll make you sharper. But if your scene is kind of weak, and everyone's giving pats on the backs and good job, and that was such a funny joke with the fucking the schminkschmanals, was hilarious. No one's going nowhere, bro. If you reward high skill level, you're only going to get high skill level, dude. And that's what you should get, bro. Iron sharp as iron. Raise that lower ground. You know, raise it up. Raise that little bar right there, bro. So if you're starting out, you got some work to do, but you can quickly move up the ranks because the people that have been working hard at that shit will teach you the fucking ropes. And then it'll just become creativity versus creativity instead of learning how to hold the mic. What's my voice? What's this? Crowd work, blah, blah, blah. Ideally, you know what I would love? Ideally, I would love if New Brunswick became like, we had different gyms. Like, you know, in Pokemon when they had the fucking fire gym and the water gym and the rock gym. Don't get on my ass. Who gives a fuck? It's Brock. Fuck out of here. Who gives a shit? All right? Fire, water, rock, right? Who gives a fuck? Earth. But each, let's just say, like, each different mic or each show will sharpen a different skill. That's what I would love. You go to each different place to sharpen a different skill. You go over here because this crowd is quiet and they really listen, so you can work out a story here. You can find the beats to a story. You go to this club over here or this room over here. It's a loud-ass bar. No one gives a fuck. You work on your punches there. You work on pulling attention, getting the crowd on your side, talking to the crowd, getting them to listen. That's a ton of skills right there. You know, you go to another one and you don't do any material there. Why? You need to learn to trust yourself if things go wrong. You have to. So you got to work that I don't know what I'm doing muscle. You got to work that. Because it's really helpful, man. That's helpful for hosting. And you do another mic. You do the other mic yourself. You host it every week. Work on that muscle. I wish that could happen. Anyway, I'm sorry. I've been boring you guys. So that happened during the week. And then I had a couple shows Thursday. Friday, we had a show at a coffee shop, part of the Garden State Comedy Festival. And I went to this coffee shop in Somerville. And boy, oh boy. Dude, it's one comic went up. They loved them. The next comic, they hated them. It was pulling teeth up there, bro. And I went up and I was like, okay, here we go. Shit. Elazar was hosting it. And he was like, yo, the headliner got stuck in Virginia. So he's not making it. You're doing 20 until I find another comedian to come through. And I was like, okay. And he was like, what's wrong? I know you can do 20. I'm like, me too. I just don't want to do... I don't want to spend 20 minutes up there with these people. I don't want to spend fucking Somerville-ass people. I go up and I do fucking... I do really well. I'm not going to lie. I do really well. The first, like, 8 minutes of my set, that's, like, memorized. That's just the back of my head. I know how to hit everything. Do, 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 do. And then I started realizing, oh, no, I'm getting into the dirty material. This is a coffee shop. And there's a lot of old people here. Not a lot, but there was some in the back. Somebody looked like they were there with their mom and all this shit. I'm doing my jokes, and then I'm like, damn, I'll be honest with you guys, yo. I'm kind of avoiding the dirty shit, but... what'd I say? I was like, I'm trying my hardest not to do my dirty material. And that kind of got a giggle. And some dude in the back was like, fuck it. And I was like, all right, you eat pussy, bro. and that got a laugh. And then I just went in. And I usually pride myself in... Recently, I've been working really hard at not letting it affect me when the crowd isn't with me all the way. And what I mean by that is I wasn't sure, let's say a year ago, if I wasn't sure they were going to fuck with that pussy joke, I would have started that pussy joke, and if they didn't laugh at the first one, I would have just said the rest of it without any emotion behind it. I would have just been like, alright, just say the words. Yeah, you gotta eat pussy and fellas eat pussy and you gotta eat pussy, fellas. But now I'm like, okay, I know, especially at the show, this is one of those moments where I did a joke about my asshole, right? And it's not as dirty as it sounds, but anyway, I did the joke. And they laughed at the first part of it a little bit. And then I hit the second punchline in that joke. They didn't laugh. And the third one, they kind of didn't laugh. And the rest of it was all an act out. So I was acting a scene out. And in that scene, there's little punchlines where I do little funny things in the act out as part of the scene. And they weren't laughing at that. And if it was a year ago, I'd be like, fuck. I'd be like, you know what? Never mind. Or whatever. I'd be deflated. But now, I was like, holy shit. The punchline, the end, the real, real punchline is at the end of this bit. Right? Mm-hmm. Franco, I was like, Franco, do not waver away. Do not bitch out. You own this. You say this joke with all the fucking emotion you have as if it's fucking killing. You have to. They were not laughing at any of that bit. I get to the punchline and boom, they laughed hard as fuck at that. And that's when I realized it's not that I lost the crowd. They were just listening. I could have like messed up how I said those punchlines. Or it could have just not been registered as actual jokes. or they could have just been like, just they could have just been listening. They could have just been like, oh yeah, huh, okay, yeah. Like, you know, when you watch a movie by yourself and it might be like really serious, and then you watch it with a friend of yours, and then they start laughing at shit that you thought was really serious, a really important part of the movie, and they were like, oh, that looks so tacky, or they start laughing at certain things, and now that movie isn't so serious anymore, it's kind of lost certain things. The opposite of that. That's what happened to that crowd, and I was like, oh, got you. Okay. And then I went to the pussy jokes, and there was some of them, I'm like, why didn't they, this didn't hit. Did I lose them? And I did the next punchline, and they were like, boom, and I'm like, I didn't lose them. They were just listening. And that's so such a strange thing, but like, you learn that, yo, if you think you're, that's a life lesson, yo. Even if you think you're failing, even if you think things are going wrong, keep doing everything as if they're fucking going right. If you're following your dreams, yo, and you're putting in the work every single day, and then some days you're like, is this even worth it? I'm not seeing any results. I'm not getting any good feedback from this. Keep going as if you are. Because once you hit the punchline, motherfuckers are gonna die. Once you hit that goal, you hit the fuck out of it. Motherfuckers are gonna die. That's a life lesson. I'm doing it. I'm putting all my useless comedy stuff and giving it to you guys in a way you guys can ingest. It's perfect. Let me see how much time did I do. Oh, half an hour. But yeah. And fucking in the middle of my set, one of those motherfuckers are like, hot chai. Who ordered the hot chai? I was like, fucking. All right, thanks, buddy. Hot chai. Hot chai, buddy. They don't give a fuck at that coffee shop, bro. The people working there like are watching and laughing. But then once an order comes out, they don't give a shit. They'll yell that shit out. My back hurts from coughing, yo. Oh, man. I'm going to lose a lung. But, so that was Friday. Saturday, we had the Garden State Comedy Festival. Jester had all our shows. Yo, and Angelique and I talked about this months ago. A part of me was like, we're crazy to think that we're actually going to do all those shows from 3:30. We had a show 3:30. We had a show 5:00. We had a show at 6:30. And then at 8:00. And then at 9:00. And then we scheduled an 11:00 show. So we had 7 shows. We scheduled 7 shows. I think it was 7. 7 fucking shows in one day. We were like, let's do this. We put out submissions. Comedians submitted into it and stuff like that, blah, blah. Yo, that was one of the most exhausting things I've ever done. Me and Angelique busted our asses off. But we couldn't have done it without Colin and Eve. Eve's our intern. Colin's just a comic who's a really fucking good dude. Colin and Eve run the Rutgers Comedy Club. They don't have, not like a comedy club, like a nightclub, but a comedy club as in a chess club. You feel me? So they helped out. They were fucking dope as shit. We had a bunch of those shows. Dude, I thought there was going to be at least one show during the day that was completely empty. Nah, bro. We had a crowd for every show. Some of the crowds were little, but we had a crowd. And I was surprised. I was like, damn, that's what's up. All I ate that day was a fucking donut, 2 slices of pizza. I was running on pure stress and adrenaline, right? I had to host a couple shows. That was dope as shit. I got to do a bunch of sets. And, yo, so this is what happens, right? 9 o'clock show comes around. We're doing the show. There's people there. Don, who's the guy who runs the Garden State Comedy Festival, he's talking to us. He's like, yo, I'll be back after my set. I'll be back, bro. We're like, all right, cool, whatever. He leaves, right? He leaves. Now it's time for the 11 o'clock show. 11 o'clock show was improvised stand-up. So I made it. I made this format, and I based it off of improv. This is something called the La Ronde. And I'll explain it to you. But I'll explain what I did with the stand-up. So what it is all improvised stand-up. Stand-up comedians go on stage, and they talk based off audience suggestion or whatever the audience wants to tell them, right? They do crowd work or whatever, but no material, right? Don't want to spoil it for you, but not everybody did all improvised. Even I, like, we all agreed, like, yo, if you happen to stumble onto a joke magically, do it. Go for it. Why not? So a couple of us did that. Who cares? This is what it is. Comedian number one goes on stage. It would be me, right? I'm hosting, so, but there's no host. So I go up first. I greet everybody. I say, thank you guys so much for coming. I explain the show. This is all improvised. Please feel free to shout out, give suggestions, blah, blah, blah. And then I bring up the first comedian. Comedian number one comes up, and me and the comedian number one improvise together for 5 minutes. We just fuck around. Then I leave. Comedian number one stays there for 5 minutes by themselves. Comedian number two comes out and shares 5 minutes with comedian number one. Now comedian number one leaves after those 5 minutes, and comedian number two stays there for 5 minutes. And then brings in comedian number three. Comedian number three stays 5 minutes. Two leaves. Three by themselves, 5 minutes, and so on, right? That shit was fun as hell. I love the idea of it, right? I was so happy about it. I'm so happy people came through to actually do it. And then 11 o'clock hits when the show's supposed to start, and no one's there but the comics. The night's winding down. Me and Angelique are tired as fuck. We're like, yo, let's just wait till 11:30. People will show up. I just want to lay down. Angelique wants to lay down. We're just laying down on the couches in the back. People just hanging out, laughing, giggling. We're drinking a couple beers, whatever, blah, blah. Everything's fucking chill. We're looking at the clock, 11:30. We're like, ugh, is it still going to happen? I don't know. I go outside. I hang out for a little bit. I come back inside, 11:45. I don't know. I go to the back room. I hang out. Angelique comes running in the back room, and she goes, Franco? I was like, what? She goes, we're going to do the show. And I was like, really? She goes, we have a crowd. And I was like, what? She's like, a crowd just walked in. I was like, get the fuck out. I walk out to the showroom, right? To the stage area. There's like fucking, I don't know, 15 people out there. Out of nowhere, Don comes back and he's like, see, I told you, bro, I'd come back. I brought some friends. And I was like, what the fuck? It's almost midnight. He shows up with a squad. The comics all go outside. We're like, they're like, what the fuck? We got a crowd. Fucking got positions. And I run in the back and I'm like, yo, comics, come back here. This is what's going to happen. Boom. We got to pick partners. Who are the partners? Okay, I'm going to tell you guys. You're going to call this person up. This person's going to call you up. Da-da-da-da-da. Just set the show up real quick. Some people were like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, don't worry about it. I'll explain it to you. I'll let you know. Boom. I run on stage. We're going to start the show. Fuck it. Start the show at midnight. We don't end till like 1:30. And there was so much fucking energy in that room. At that time, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. It was fucking electric. I was so tired before they showed up, but the minute they showed up, I was like, it's fucking showtime, bro. It is showtime. I'm telling you, yo, people were fucking laughing so hard. They were kicking around. Chairs were getting tossed around. People were moving from seat to seat. Comic after comic were just fucking going nuts, yo. This audience fucking loved everybody. Everybody killed. Conlon went up, bro. Conlon's still kind of newish, right? I saw that man do shit I've never seen him do before on stage, bro. My man Conlon murdered. Like, the audience loved him, dude. He was talking. I forgot who he was grouped up with. I think he was with Kate. Him and Kate were talking to the crowd and shit like that. And Kate ends up leaving. Conlon's by himself. And Conlon starts talking to this dude. And this dude starts trying to, like, he's just trying to roast Conlon from the crowd. And Conlon's not having it, bro. Conlon's not fucking having it, bro. The guy's like, oh, where's your socks? And then Conlon says something about, like, oh, you're wearing baby blue. The guy's in the crowd's girlfriend walked away from next to where he was. She was sitting next to him. She gets up, sits somewhere else, and he goes, and he was just like, yeah, see, I'm gonna butcher this. But he said something along the lines of, like, your girl walked away. Now I see who the bitch is in the relationship. Some shit like that, bro. But the audience was fucking dying, dude. They fucking loved Conlon. Conlon rocked the house, dude. He called him the next person. I forgot who it was. Who was he doing it with? I forgot who it was. It doesn't matter. Next person, dude, it was just back to back to back to back to back. Allie fucking murdered. She came in swinging, bro. Oh, that's who it was. It was so fucking funny. Allie came in and just went off the rails after Conlon's set. And she was just going bang, 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 bang. It was so fucking funny. The audience was loving it. And after those 5 minutes were over, after Conlon not saying anything, people like almost forgot he was on stage because he's watching the show. He's watching Allie like while he's on stage. And then he was like, all right, guys, I'm going to go. Which is absolutely hilarious. But at the end of it all, dude, it was so fucking fun. I got to fuck around with Q for a little bit on stage. Because I go back up at the very end to improvise with the last person. And then I thank everyone for coming out. And I say thank you guys so much. And you get to see me and Q fucking around a little bit on stage on Instagram. I put it up on my IGTV. But, yeah. You get to watch that shit there. That shit was fun as fuck. Fuck, I'm still exhausted, bro. I'm still exhausted from it. As you can see, that's all I'm doing. All I'm doing is talking about it. But I'm so exhausted from it still. It feels like a 2-day-long hangover, dude. But, yeah, man. That shit was fun as hell. Someone spilled beer, but it's okay, because it was a good night, man. It was a good night. Ugh. So how y'all doing? I think this is where I'm gonna... Yeah, you know, why not? I have a little short one. I gotta work on some new jokes. I hope this doesn't sound too loud when I'm tapping on my phone. I'm going to look to see, because sometimes I'll be writing notes down for you guys, because I love you putitos. I love you putos. Let's see. Let's see what I got here. Nah, I think that's it, man. Just some good info for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy this one, too. I know it's not that funny. But there's a lot of stories in there. I gotta stop with that shit. I get really insecure about not being the funniest podcast ever. And I gotta stop that shit, yo. Because honestly, you guys are watching me learn how to do something. Or you guys are listening to me learn how to do something. Because I'm not trying to be a perfectionist when it comes to this. I just want to put some stuff out there. And if you guys like it, cool. If you guys don't like it, let me know. It's whatever. Let me know what you like most of, you know? But, yeah. I'm learning. I'm figuring this shit out. So it's tough. I mean, it could have been a podcast about me learning the recorder, like the Renaissance flute. It could have been a podcast about that, and that's a lot worse. So I'm just trying to figure out my. You know what it is though? You have to be in the right mindset. The times where I was fucking goofy as shit, that was because I was supposed to have music bingo, because I was working music bingo for a while, right? And they were like, oh, never mind, they canceled the show. And I'd be like, hey, yeah. And I'd come here and I'd be like, fuck yeah. Imagine that. Imagine waking up. You know when you have a snow day at work? Whew. Or at school or some shit? Oh, my God. Imagine if you had a paid snow day, right? That's what this feels like. Well, that's what that felt like. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So some of these, sometimes I got some shit to say. Sometimes I got absolute nonsense. I have to edit. I did a couple podcasts that I couldn't release because of certain shit. But I'm gonna edit them and I'm gonna post them. I'm gonna push them. I'm gonna push. I'm gonna post a couple of them out that I couldn't. Just a one chunk. Chuck those bad boys out for you. So you guys can catch up and listen to me talk about more bullshit. Yo, thanks for listening. Let's hope I get better, because I don't want to cough on the next podcast. I don't want to have this back pain from the coughing. But yo, I'm gonna start intermittent fasting. And you hear it. You hear it from me now. So if you're listening to the podcast, bring me flowers because I'm dead. If you're listening to this, if you see me on the street, shout it. You don't know me. No, if you see me in the street, be like, yo, how's that intermittent fasting going? And I'm gonna be like, yo, T.I.P. And I'm gonna have a little hat. You remember when T.I. used to wear his hats so far off his head? You remember that shit? T.I. hated wearing hats, and he always wore a hat. That's what it was. He would always put a hat on, and he hated wearing that shit, bro. His hat was just balanced on his ear. You remember that shit? It was just pushed to the side so fucking hard, bro. It was just balancing on his ear. You ever go back and listen to those songs you used to love and hear how simple they sound compared to music now? It sounds so simple, dude. What song was it I listened to that was so simple? They just sound so, like, minimalistic, bro. It's so weird. And see how fucking silly they all look, too? God damn, everybody was wearing white tees, big as fuck. Everyone was walking around looking like ghosts. Ghosts with jeans on. And some big-ass forces. Yo, Air Forces were heavy as shit. Why the fuck did we wear those? Do we need to be that cool? How much soul does a shoe need? Because them shoes are thick, bro. And you weren't supposed to bend them. You couldn't bend those forces. People make fun of you instead of bending your forces, bro. I remember my friend Tito fucking used to play basketball in shoes, and he tried not to bend his fucking shoes, so he'd be running around like all fucking gentle and shit. I'll tell you what, dude. That Citrus Halls with an Oktoberfest beer, fucking tasty. You're probably like, oh my God, it probably tastes like medicine. No. Because the citrus has the least amount of cooling effect. Right? So it's almost like just adding more fruit to the beer. It's delicious. All right. I'm going to go and try to do something productive. Work on some material. Yo, I'm fucking... I forgot what I was going to say. But working on some new jokes. Come out to some shows, man. Hit me up. Remember, yo, just because they don't laugh right now doesn't mean that they're not with you. Keep on telling that joke as if it's fucking killing. You hear me? Keep working on those goals like they're fucking killing. Alright? By the way, Jester t-shirts are gonna come out soon. I had a lot of fun designing them motherfuckers. So check that out. Other than that, hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Tune in next week. I'm gonna have a podcast with my guest and my very good friend, my first guest on the podcast that I'll probably be able to release, Kate Nichols. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm hoping that everything goes well. And then, yeah. So check that out. All right. Bye.